Ketchikan Shipyard is owned by the Alaska Industrial Energy Development and Export Authority, or ADA, but it's operated by Vigor, a Pacific Northwest company that owns shipyards in several states. Vigor bought the operating rights a few years ago, and the Vigor Alaska operation is very likely to get a lucrative contract to build two new ferries for the state of Alaska. With that in mind, does the shipyard still need financial support from the community? That's the question asked at two recent events, a Ketchikan Borough Assembly meeting and the regular Chamber of Commerce lunch. Here's Borough Assembly Member Agnes Moran, who says the community should look into developing an exit strategy.
We now have a very large company running that shipyard that essentially has a monopoly on the West Coast. It recently bought a shipyard. It recently bought an ironworks. And I think when you're looking at $1.5 million of a subsidy every year, coupled with the fact that we have, you know, the city's looking at bonding for infrastructure projects.
The subsidies Moran referenced are through local property tax breaks from the city and borough and a deal on electricity through the city-owned Ketchikan Public Utilities. Assemblymember Bill Rotecki agreed with Moran that the discussion should take place.
If we're subsidizing, that is the local municipalities and their taxpayers are subsidizing them substantially, I think it shouldn't just be forgotten. It should be looked at and evaluated, and I agree with that wholeheartedly.
During the Chamber of Commerce lunch, candidates for Borough Assembly were there for a candidate forum. An audience member asked what they thought about maintaining or eliminating Vigor's tax and utility breaks. Borough Mayor candidate David Landis says a conversation needs to happen.
Obviously, the shipyard is a cornerstone of the business in this community, and it's vital to keep it here. That being said, you don't want to give everything away.
Incumbent Assemblymember Mike Painter, who's running for re-election, agrees that the issue needs to be revisited. Incumbent Glenn Thompson, also seeking re-election, says local subsidies should go away when the shipyard is self-sustaining.
I think we're very close to being there. The Alaska-class ferry demonstrates the abilities of the system. There's now about 150 people working there on a year-round basis. I think last year, Doug could correct me, but I think there was about $2.5 million of profit. Again, the city and the borough probably subsidized about $1.5 million of that, but even if you took that subsidy away, they still would have made a profit. Is it going to be enough to sustain a business going forward? That question is, I think, where we are when we need to answer that.
Assembly candidate John Harrington suggested that the state exempt the shipyard from paying property taxes, which the state does for an ADA property further north. Lewis Army Jr. is running for borough mayor. He was generally critical of the shipyard, but didn't have an answer to that specific question. Vigor Alaska's Director of Shipyard Development, Doug Ward, attended the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. After the event, he said he felt the candidates' answers were reasonable, and he's willing to have the discussion.
Do you feel that Vigor is self-sufficient now?
You know, that's something that is constantly on my mind. We're still operating a very complex manufacturing activity in a region and in a state that lacks the basic industries that go along with supporting these kinds of complex projects. So I think maybe the question gets to how much employment do we want to create through that shipyard investment.
Ward says the employment projections are 300 to 350 workers once all the facility infrastructure is in place. They're about halfway there as far as employees go, and the last big piece of infrastructure needed is a large, dedicated ship repair hall. He noted that the agreements with the city and borough include a profit-sharing component.
We'd like nothing more to increase our profitability to the point where ADA can begin spinning off our payments to ADA back to the community through revenue sharing. We'd love to have that happen.
Ward says it's a complicated issue and one that he's sure the community will be talking about a lot over the next year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.